It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
It's kind of our, we like to sing along.
I like that. In for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. Susie.
Yes.
Let's play the game.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yes.
Usually I start.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with some underrateds today. Ooh. I'm going to do a couple of, a little more poignant underrateds. How about
like
that?
Like a very positive Susie Jones
poignant
today.
Should we have
underrated.
A little Enya playing behind you during this?
Well, I don't know. So last
just
week,
play the jingle again.
Last week, I was on what my mother dubbed a heritage tour. So I'm saying we went to my family in Sleepy Eye are all buried in the St. Mary's Cemetery in Sleepy Eye. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is looking back at your family and where you're from and who you are and where you were born and when you died and when you were married is it's important. So I'm saying it's underrated, right? Is that the correct?
Yes.
Yes, right.
Were you surprised at how poignant it would be or
yes.
how much it would mean to you?
Yes. And I knew a lot of it, but I didn't know certain things. Like my great-grandmother, Regina Riedel, was born in Germany, died at the age of 46 with a condition called like endocrinology. It's something to do with a heart. So she suffered for years. Mm. And she had like 15 kids. Not really. She had seven. And
it's basically the same.
Well,
typical
you know what
media.
I mean?
She just keeps changing her story.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kamala.
Wow.
I'm joking.
I hope so. Anyway, goodness gracious, that caught me off guard. The point is, I was moved and it was something that was pretty cool. And the lady at the Brown County, Minnesota Records Department was so gracious and so kind and got down the big, big books with the tiny little writing. And she showed us where our great grandma died and what line and what doctor was seeing her. And it was pretty cool. And the woman was quite gracious and said, you know, you should do genealogy. You should do ancestry.com because you can really figure out a lot about your family. So it was really kind of cool. And I just think if people are interested, I mean, sometimes it can open a can of worms. I've heard people end up hating each other in their families when they get into the meat and potatoes. But anyway, it was very cool. So that's my underrated for the day. What do you think? You like it?
I do like that. My dad has done a lot of the genealogy stuff, looking at our family.
Okay.
To find out where the Harrigan name comes from in Ireland.
Oh, did you find your town?
I don't think he was able to get like definite answers on that. I'd have to look at this is years ago where he really, you know, worked hard at trying to find some answers. But what I do remember is, you know, growing up thinking a lot of Irish heritage in the family, just from the name, you know, a lot of Irish. I'm like 5% Irish. That was kind of disappointing. I want a little more.
Sure.
I don't want Scandinavian just like everyone else around
just
here.
Just a mutt.
I thought I was special.
I'm a Schrader. That name says Germany
yes.
all over it.
Yes.
I did the Ancestry.com, Susie.
And?
I'm like 4% German.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. All Jamaican. I didn't know that. No. I was Irish Scott.
Irish Scott.
Is
oh,
the
yeah.
most of it.
Yeah.
And she's like 4% German. I don't know if my... Thank God my grandfather's gone, because if he'd have found out I'm only 4%, he would have really been brokenhearted and not realize we were a proud German heritage for
you know,
the most part.
Right, because people really hold on to that,
yeah.
you know, no matter if you're 4%
pride.
Or
yeah.
70%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Another place we visited on our heritage trip, because mm-hmm. she has a friend. My mom went to nursing school at St. Teresa's in like 1948, and she had 10 women friends that all graduated, and there's three left. So one of them lives in Pipestone. Have you ever heard of Pipestone or know
yeah,
of Pipestone?
Yes.
It's almost to South Dakota, but we visited her friend, and while mom was visiting her friend, we went to the Pipestone Quarry and learned about indigenous people, and they quarried for pipestone, a particular kind of stone, which they used to carve peace pipes. So it's a sacred land, and it's very rare. It doesn't show up in a lot of places in the country. So if you are from a tribe in the country, you can come to the city of Pipestone and quarry for this particular stone for you to make into a peace pipe. How about that?
That's a trip.
Again, I'm just going to say history is underrated. Like, learn about stuff.
Learn. Overrated. Don't pay attention.
Ah, you're a bum.
It's fine.
You're a bum. But you get my point. I mean,
I totally do, much stuff
we don't know. You go somewhere and you're like, what? So I love learning stuff.
I as well. I love history. I didn't love it when I was growing up. Could care less about it. The older I've gotten, the more I've started to appreciate the stories, the history. Like, look, you just, not only did you teach us a little bit there, but Pipestone just seemed like random words put together for a town, but the stone was made to create peace pipes.
Yes.
Pipestone.
And their story, the Native American story, because we've watched a little film, was that at one point in history, it rained and rained and rained and rained, and this young girl went to the top of a hill, and she was the only one left on the planet, and the skies opened and sent a man to repopulate the earth. So you hear the flood story again. I had never known that Native American Indians had a flood story.
Many different cultures around the world have. Oh, yeah. The flood story is something that is generally just accepted that that did happen. But everybody's got kind of a different twist on it.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I didn't know. So, again, crazy, fun. I love it. Eat it up. It was beautiful weather. I like this weather, by the way. I think this weather is properly rated.
I would agree with that as well. This weather is perfectly
rated. 78 and sunny with zero dew point. Well, a little bit of
could
one.
Could do without the 60 highs last week.
I know, but still.
68 in August. Get out of here.
All right, who's next? I know those are my big wingers today.
I'll get one of mine out of the way. Then we can jump to the break and I can finish up. And Dave, you can go in second segment.
That sounds great.
I'll start with this one. Saturday night, a bachelor party for me.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been not my bachelor party.
No, right. You're
for a buddy who's getting married next month.
Second time, first time?
First time.
Oh, nice.
First time, but the first bachelor party that I've been to and that most of us have been to in 10, 12 years.
Sure.
And I got to say, getting old, it changes a bachelor party. I only joined for about the second half. They started the day just going to a restaurant, getting some wings, and they went to a place that's like an axe throwing arcade, the whole deal. And I should mention the gentleman getting married is sober.
Okay.
So it certainly changed things. Mm-hmm. After that, I caught up with him at the ball game, at the Twins game.
Okay.
And you'd think, okay. 9:30, 10 o'clock or so. Well, this must be the time you go across the street to Seville or, hit one of the bars around town. We went back to his place with the intention of perhaps playing poker or something like that. The poker chips never even came out of the case because we were too busy sitting around a table talking about, the problem with the younger generation. One of the guys is a high school teacher, and he was telling us all about the kids in his class and how they're all addicted to their phones and all. It's so different now than when we were. The lamest bachelor party I've ever been to, and it was an absolute delight.
Absolutely.
I loved every minute of it for a guy that personally kind of hated my own bachelor party.
Did you?
Yes, because it was, for the most part, very typical.
Yeah, drunk.
We didn't do the strip club thing, but it was, go to the bars and, bar hopping, all my friends trying to, just mainline liquor into me, and I was having no part of it, not wanting to feel like an absolute, pile of trash the next day.
Yeah.
And to just go, I didn't have a single drink.
Wow.
I didn't have a single drink.
And you had
I
a
just
good
drank
time.
Water, and we talked, and we laughed, and we played ping pong, and we watched. Honestly, the night started back at his house when we got there. Are you guys up to speed on the viral Australian breakdancer gal?
No.
We're a dichotomy, sir.
Did you see the videos over the weekend?
But are you up on the TikTok sensation?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was in the breaking competition at the Olympics. Her name was Rachel Gunn, going by the name of Ray Gunn, because they all have these
monikers.
And she was terrible. She was absolutely terrible. The moves were laughable. And this kind of went viral Friday night into Saturday. And so somebody pulled up the videos on the TV and...
laughed your head off.
I mean, breakdancing was on for 2 hours as people were laughing at her Olympic performance and then dug deep into her performances at, like, the Australian trials to see who got to go to the... I mean, this was a bachelor party in 2024 with a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Sitting around mocking children trying to do their best. Nice, Dave Harrigan.
She's actually 36, okay?
Real nice.
She's 36 and a college professor. She teaches cultural studies.
Oh, then that opens the door.
Oh,
she should totally be mocked.
Yes,
I get that.
Right.
Let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll continue our lists right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. In for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. We are in the midst of it, the thick of it. This is overrated, underrated, properly rated. In the least sing-songy voice I could possibly do, because I didn't feel like I should even come close to trying to compare to the dulcet tones of that opening jingle.
We can hit it again.
No.
Anytime you want it, Dave. We can hit it again.
Let's do it at the end of the segment.
Oh, okay. Let's
bump out.
That way we can ride out on it. Yeah,
very nice.
That
like sounds it. Very good. I'll continue. Have either of you...
Well, we do have some breaking news.
What?
I do want to mention. The surname Harrigan was first found in the County Cork in Ireland. So
County
there you go. Now you know where you're from.
I've been to
And Munster
Cork.
Was another place. You were very populous in Munster.
I don't think I've been to Munster, but
it's
I've
a
I like the cheese.
Cork. Yeah. I like the show. Herman, Lily.
What's better, the cheese or the show?
The show.
I agree. Cheese.
I think the not cheese me. Is kind of boring.
I like the cheese, and we're not going to fight about this. Let's get on with it.
Munster cheese, overrated.
Shut the heck up, you dog. Go ahead.
do either of you or have you ever had a fruit tree?
No.
Like an apple tree?
Yes, I had peach trees growing up in Illinois.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Okay.
My neighbor's wife used to make us peach cobbler and... peach jams. And,
wow, nice. That's a good memory.
That's nice because you didn't have to do the work.
We had a raspberry bush in the back of our yard when I lived in Golden Valley. That was fun.
We've had, since we moved into our home in 2011, a very large overgrown apple tree in our front yard. Yesterday, I got to cut it down.
For what reason?
It was not doing well.
Oh.
It had lost a... significant portion last fall. About half the tree went after a rainstorm, and we lost another good portion earlier this spring, and it was already, even before that last piece fell down, it was time. But yesterday, I finally got to get the job done. That is underrated.
Satisfying. Job well done.
So satisfying to not only cut up the tree, have it done, have the whole thing down except for a stump, but to not have to deal with apples in my yard for the next few months, pick them up every week as I'm getting ready to cut the grass, deal with the moldy, gushy ones.
And hornets and bees.
Yes, and have every fall boxes and boxes of apples. What am I going to do? I can't even give away this many apples. Making so much applesauce, I cannot tell you how happy I am to be able to have cut that tree down and for my wife to not be mad at me that I cut the tree down.
Oh, good.
That's great. The overrated part of it is now starting yesterday and I'm sure moving forward for the next few days, having everybody in our neighborhood or anybody who's ever driven by our house saying, you cut down your apple tree!
Happy or sad?
And have a conversation about it. Oh,
yeah.
Everybody who was walking by yesterday, you cutting it down? Yes.
That's what it
That's
looks
why
like.
I'm up on a ladder with a saw. That is exactly what's happening.
I've got an apple tree in my front yard, and it's dropping apples over in my neighbor's yard.
Oh, no.
And he comes out, and he goes, man, you want to have one of your kids come out here and pick up these apples? I go, it's your side of the property, buddy. It's your problem.
Whoa.
And then he glared at me, and I said, you keep this crap up, and I'm going to chop this tree down. I think he's going to keep it up, if I'm being honest with you. I didn't really tell him that, but he always laughs because – half the apples end up in his yard.
Does he like the apples?
I don't ask. I don't like to know my neighbor. Susie, for God's sake, it's 2024. Who wants community?
Does he pick them off the branches that reach over into his yard?
No, they just I think the tree is vindictive, to be honest. I think it purposely leans over and shakes itself into his yard after a rainstorm.
Take that, Bob.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead?
That's it?
Yeah, that's
good. I got a couple in the first. Here, overrated. Dave Schrader is a fill-in host. That guy's the worst. Have you listened to him on WCCO?
It's not good.
Oh, my God.
It's really not good.
I don't
good.
Know what management's thinking.
It's obvious they're not.
And they
yeah.
can't find anybody else? Sakes.
Well, I heard there was a sock puppet that was up for the gig with me. Moths got it. That's what took place.
That's really tough.
Shoot.
Hot yoga. That's way overrated. Have you ever tried yoga?
Yes.
Had it hot. It's unpleasant and very stinky.
And when did you do that?
I don't think that's any of your business, Susie.
I think if you bring it up, it is certainly my business.
It is. I have, because when I was on the road filming a TV show, our friend Cindy Kaza said, you should try hot yoga. I'm like, I'm not even sure I know how to do yoga. And she goes, listen, it's warm, so like your muscles are more loose. And I'm like, that I'll try, because I really think I'm very brittle. I know I'm old. I'm going to snap things.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, and it was offensive to all of my senses. So really? Hot yoga, I think, way overrated.
Mm.
And free-form jazz, no thank you.
Okay.
Those would be my overrateds. My underrated, quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the age where I really appreciate quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you schedule that for yourself?
I try to. I mean, it's hard. I've got a very active household, but like driving the last couple of days, I've had to do a lot of driving, and I've really enjoyed just not speaking for hours and not being spoken to. It's kind of, there's something freeing. I think the kids are calling it raw dogging now.
Oh, God.
Do we?
Such a terrible. Yeah.
How has the media latched onto that term and said, you know, maybe we need to change that?
No, because the media loves the fact that it's got a nasty connotation to it, but they're not using the nasty version of raw dogging. Raw dogging, for those of you that are not in the know, is now when you go on a plane not eating, drinking, or watching any media, reading, or using your phone for the longevity of that flight.
And you try, for social media purposes, to brag about, I did 7 hours.
Yeah.
I did 10 hours. I did 12 hours just staring ahead.
That's raw dogging.
It is the dumbest social media trend in the history of social media.
I don't know.
Well, okay, Tide Pods might be there.
What's Tide Pods?
Jumping out of the car and dancing alongside it while it's moving. That seems pretty dumb, too.
Stupid.
Yeah.
These kids these days, they ain't got no brains.
I'm in their rock and roll music, Susie. You know what's properly rated? Slip-on shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're great. They're just wonderful. You take them for granted, but whenever you need to just go out real quick and check the mail, they're there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
They ask nothing in return. Just wear me out once in a while.
Yes.
That's where I go.
So yeah, just leave them by the door, right?
Yeah, I do. They don't care. Sometimes one is in one room, one's in the other, and I got to find them. Because, you know, I'm flicking them out. For a guy that does not like yoga, I'm still kind of flexible and can boot my shoes around pretty good.
One goes to the living room, one to the laundry room. Who cares? We'll find them later.
Sometimes my dog just naps with it.
Keeps it warm.
Yeah. Sticks his nose in and cuddles it. I'm like, what?
I want to smell Dave's feet.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Lord.
I call it raw dogging it. He just sticks his nose right in the shoe and...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not here to judge.
I don't like that.
I'm not here to judge. Susie, thanks for playing
along.
Yes.
Well, good of you to ask me to join with Chad not here. Sometimes when the host is out, things change, but here you are.
All right. Then I'd like to move Dave Schrader as a fill-in host from overrated to just right rated then.
Properly.
Properly.
Yeah, properly.
You've been rated properly.
I think that's good.
You know what? We should go out on a high note. How about a little musical interlude, Dave? Have you got something for us?
I could dig something up. Yeah, just give me
all
a second. Here it is. Woo! It's time for
Love It. I'm going back to the newsroom.
Bye, Susie.
Or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text.
Not now, it's over.
651-461.
Did AI write this for you?
2226.
This is all me, baby.
Come on,
I like that the audience is chiming in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line about our overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yeah, what are we hearing about?
Let's see. Streaking, properly rated, but sorely missed.
Like
I don't know how
fully
I feel
naked
about
streaking. That
well,
we
that's
talk?
Really that's the yeah. only kind of streaking that should exist, right?
Well, have you seen some of the streakers?
Yes, sadly, too many.
Cover up.
Too many over
cover
the many
people.
Years. That's yeah. Breaking was born in the Bronx in 1977, died in Paris 2024. So I think it was underrated in 77 and properly rated this year in the Olympics.
I think there's a reason they're not bringing it back for L.A. in 4 years.
Uh-huh. Where would you put this? Would you put this in overrated, underrated, or properly rated? Dave Harrigan. The Twin Cities is Sodom and Gomorrah. That comes from another one of our listeners. Did you say that's an overrated version of us, underrated, or probably just about right?
I think I'm confused where we're getting that connection, but I think
the
Twin Cities.
Have you seen the streets? It's littered with free love and hippies,
yeah,
and
it's going out
drugs,
right out. I can see it out the window right
parades
now.
Parades of nudity and junk.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of an overrated statement.
A little
statement.
Overrated
yeah,
statement?
Yeah, just a smidge.
I might agree with you. I mean, get out to the suburbs like Apple Valley. That's Sodom and Gomorrah, pal.
Well, they got the zoo there. I mean, goodness knows what happens after dark.
Animals doing things. another one says, underrated, Dave Schrader. Very underrated, Ms. Susie Jones, the wild one.
That's
that
true.
Comes from listener Susie Jones. It could be wrong. I don't know her phone number. She won't let me have it again. Let's see. Oh, this was a nice little comment. Dave, where are you from? I listen to WCCO all day. I'm not familiar of who you are, and you are properly rated. Thank you. Well, I'm a regular fill-in host here on CCO, but if you want to hear a little bit more of my madcap world, you can tune in on CCO on Sunday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., when we do the Paranormal 360, and we look at all strange, supernatural, paranormal weirdness around the world, talking to experiencers, ghosts, UFOs, cryptid creatures, unsolved mysteries.
Sharing your own experiences?
Yeah. I'm originally from Illinois, and then I went off to college at Winona State in 88, and I was there till 1990, and then I moved up to the Twin Cities because I just fell in love with the great state of Minnesota.
Why was Winona State the choice?
Because my buddy, my best friend from high school, Paul Navarra, went to Winona State, and if I was going to go to college, I wanted to go where my buddy was.
Fair enough.
So that's where I went.
Yeah.
Plus, they took me. That was an important
that
element,
helps.
Too. Yeah.
That helps.
So I had done that. Properly rated, Mr. Dave Harrigan, the wild one is not Susie Joe, it says. Joan. I think they meant Jones.
Probably.
Just typed in Susie Joe, which I like as a name for her. Maybe we should just refer to her as Susie Joe.
And Susie Joe.
Susie Joe. Here comes your weather with Susie Joe. Maybe, maybe not. So interesting story, at least to me. Schools in the UK, Dave Harrigan, are revamping their curriculums to teach children remain open-minded to this.
I'm willing to do that.
Critical thinking skills.
That's no, come on.
To identify extremist content and fake news online. How do you like that?
They're teaching children to not just accept the first item that they see shared on Instagram or TikTok or Snap or whatever.
Whatever it is, I'm against it. I'm against it. Yeah,
that'd be 100% fact, no matter what.
I guess they're trying to shake out the riffraff. The initiative, led by Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson, aims to combat the rise of misinformation that has fueled recent riots. Students as young as 5 are going to learn to recognize disinformation through subjects like English, ICT, and math. The curriculum will focus on helping students spot biases, fake news sites, and manipulated images, equipping them to navigate the complex online world and counter extremist influences.
I love it.
I do too.
Let's go.
Can we roll? Are they like our beta testing ground?
I think so.
The UK, if they do okay with it, maybe we'll roll it out here in the old US of A.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we started as a country. They were the beta test. We came over and said, you know what? I think we've got some better ideas. We can take what you did and we can improve upon it.
We stood on the shores and shook our fist and said, whatever it is, we're against it.
Mm-hmm.
It's little Marx Brothers.
You know, it's actually going back to what I was talking about during overrated.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys at the bachelor party is a teacher. He teaches high school kids. Mm-hmm. And he was saying he specifically teaches, you know, social studies, government, politics, kind of things like that. And he was talking about just the example of the Israel and Hamas war and how many students he has heard say that even the initial Hamas attack, October 7th, you know, when they invaded into Israel, killed, raped, you know, all of it, the horrible atrocities. How many students he has heard in his classrooms or throughout the school saying that was justified.
No.
And I can't help but think this is what we're talking about.
We're radicalizing the youth through social media.
Yes. Huh. Of people who saw something, read something, had a buddy who posted something, and you read it and it's Well, yeah, it's got to be.
Right.
It's got to be.
That guy's got 35 million followers.
Yeah.
If he's sharing this bit of information, he must know things.
Mm-hmm.
I've got almost 300 followers. I know very little, and it's obvious by
good for you.
Yeah.
300's a big number.
I try not to be real social on it. I feel like that's a lot of work.
Anti-social media.
Because then people expect things, like being social.
Posting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No thanks. I think it's great. UK, way to go.
Yes. The radicalization in Europe is no joke.
No.
It is no joke. I mean, we saw it at the Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna that were canceled because of ISIS threats. And we were talking about teenagers. We're talking about teenagers that got radicalized online through social media, however it happened. And it's not isolated.
How do you talk to them now? Because teenagers and kids, I think, have such a disrespect for adults and information that they feel like they have to go to outside sources to get the facts. And that's because I think we as a country have failed to properly navigate the waters of proper news sourcing as well, right? Because it's always about who gets it out first.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the facts are not, I don't know if you know this, Dave, facts are not always the most important part of a news story, it would seem, in some cases.
I disagree, Dave, jerk.
Well, I agree as well that that's wrong. Shouldn't be the deal. But I understand it's kind of scary. And then, you know, when the kids don't trust the adults because they feel that there's manipulation going on, which there is, how do we get that back? I like the fact that they're like, well, let's teach you how you can figure this out yourself. And enrich your critical thinking. Yeah.
Who's doing the teaching?
Yeah.
The adults.
I didn't even see that coming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you talk
overrated.
About distrust of
distrust
of adults. And I mean, that's not new.
No.
No. I had that. You had that growing up. We've
I
all
liked
had
it when the radical change came from hippies, though, singing songs with guitars.
Yeah, I'm not much of a music guy myself.
You prefer just half-truths and highlight reels online?
Yes. I'd like to keep your poetry without music behind it.
I can tell by your theme music to the last segment that you're not much about music.
How dare you? I feel like that was a shot.
No, it was a direct hit. I put it right on there. Let's take our break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. And some cracking down on cell phones in schools. Is that finally going to happen? Maybe. Let's hear what you guys think. Should that become a big part of it? Where are you on that line? Hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 1:51, time for your Lindis time check. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad, hanging out with Dave Harrigan, the music maestro. I would like you to start creating theme songs and bit pieces for all of my spots on Sunday night. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I give you, like, if I give you different, like, if I want one like reggae?
I can do reggae.
Kind of showboaty.
Sure.
One maybe like real hard heavy metal.
Whatever you need.
And a rap intro. Done. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
All right. I think Brad, you can call off the talented people. I got Harrigan to do it for me.
I don't know why you had to put it like that.
What? I'm standing up for you. I'm telling Brad he doesn't have to hire the people that are good. We've got you right here.
Again, I don't know why you have to say it the way you're saying it. That seems to me like you are slighting my talents, Dave.
It is not. I will have you know it's a backhanded compliment, but a compliment nonetheless.
I'm not hearing the compliment part. I'm only feeling the backhand.
I guess that's a you problem, Dave Harrigan. How long has Chad had to put up with this nonsense?
A little over 2 years.
Chad, blink twice if you're in trouble.
He's a very lucky man.
He's like a butterfly. He's flapping those eyelashes so hard right now.
He's never had a producer like this, and he never will again.
Never again. So where do you stand on this? Now, you've got youngins, right?
Yes, 7 and 4.
7 and 4. So do they have tablets, you said, that they can use in the car, only in the car?
Yes, pretty much on long.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
I like that the audience is chiming in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line about our overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yeah, what are we hearing about?
Let's see. Streaking, properly rated, but sorely missed.
Like, I don't know how fully naked streaking.
That that's the only kind of streaking that should exist, right?
Well, have you seen some of the streakers?
Yes, sadly, too many.
Cover up.
Too many over
cover
the many
people.
Years. Let's yeah. Breaking was born in the Bronx in 1977, died in Paris 2024. So I think it was underrated in 77. And properly rated this year in the Olympics.
I think there's a reason they're not bringing it back for L.A. in 4 years.
Uh-huh. Where would you put this? Would you put this in overrated, underrated, or properly rated, Dave Harrigan? The Twin Cities is Sodom and Gomorrah. That comes from another one of our listeners. Did you say that's an overrated version of us, underrated, or just about right?
I think I'm confused. Where we're getting that connection, but I think the Twin Cities.
Have you seen the streets? It's littered with free love and hippies and
it's going out
drugs.
I can see it out the window right now.
Parades of nudity and junk.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of an overrated statement.
A little overrated statement.
Yeah, just a smidge.
I might agree with you. I mean, get out to the suburbs like Apple Valley there. That's Sodom and Gomorrah, pal.
Well, they got the zoo there. I mean, goodness knows what happens after dark.
Animals doing things. another one says, underrated, Dave Schrader. Very underrated, Ms. Susie Jones, the wild one.
That's
true. That comes from listener Susie Jones. It could be wrong. I don't know her phone number. She won't let me have it again. Let's see. Oh, this was a nice little comment. Dave, where are you from? I listen to WCCO all day. I'm not familiar of who you are, and you are properly rated. Thank you. Well, I'm a regular fill-in host here on CCO, but if you want to hear a little bit more of my madcap world, you can tune in on CCO on Sunday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., when we do the Paranormal 360, and we look at all strange, supernatural, paranormal weirdness around the world, talking to experiencers, ghosts, UFOs, cryptid creatures, unsolved mysteries.
Sharing your own experiences?
Yeah. I'm originally from Illinois, and then I went off to college at Winona State in 88. And I was there till 1990, and then I moved up to the Twin Cities because I just fell in love with the great state of Minnesota.
Why was Winona State the choice?
Because my buddy, my best friend from high school, Paul Navarra, went to Winona State. And if I was going to go to college, I wanted to go where my buddy was.
Fair enough.
So that's where I went.
Yeah.
Plus, they took me. That was an important
that
element,
helps.
Too. Yeah.
That helps.
So I had done that. Properly rated, Mr. Dave Harrigan, the wild one is not Susie Joe, it says. Joan.
Hmm.
I think they meant Jones.
Probably.
Just typed in Susie Joe, which I like as a name for her. Maybe we should just refer to her as Susie Joe.
Susie Joe.
Susie Joe. Here comes your weather with Susie Joe. Maybe, maybe not. So, interesting story, at least to me. Schools in the UK, Dave Harrigan, are revamping their curriculums to teach children remain open-minded to this.
I'm willing to do that.
Critical thinking skills.
That's no, come on.
To identify extremist content and fake news online. How do you like that?
They're teaching children to not just accept the first item that they see shared on Instagram or TikTok or Snap or whatever.
Whatever it is, I'm against it. I'm against it. Yeah,
that'd be 100% fact, no matter what.
I guess they're trying to shake out the riffraff. The initiative, led by Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson, aims to combat the rise of misinformation that has fueled recent riots. Students as young as 5 are going to learn to recognize disinformation through subjects like English, ICT, and math. The curriculum will focus on helping students spot biases, fake news sites, and manipulated images, equipping them to navigate the complex online world and counter extremist influences.
I love it.
I do too.
Let's go.
Can we roll? Are they like our beta testing ground?
I think so.
The UK, if they do okay with it, maybe we'll roll it out here in the old US of A.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we started as a country. They were the beta test. We came over and said, you know what? I think we've got some better ideas. We can take what you did and we can improve upon
it. We stood on the shores and shook our fist and said, whatever it is, we're against it.
Mm-hmm.
It's little Marx Brothers.
You know, it's actually going back to what I was talking about during Overrated.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys at the bachelor party is a teacher. He teaches high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, he specifically teaches, you know, social studies, government, politics, kind of things like that. And he was talking about just the example of the Israel and Hamas war.
Mm-hmm.
And how many students he has heard say that even the initial Hamas attack, October 7th, you know, when they invaded right. into Israel, killed, raped, you know, all of that, the horrible atrocities. How many students he has heard in his classrooms or throughout the school saying that was justified?
No.
And I can't help but think this is what we're talking about.
We're radicalizing the youth through social media.
Yes. Huh. Of people who saw something, read something, had a buddy who posted something, and you read it and it's, well, yeah, it's got to be.
Right.
It's got to be.
That guy's got 35 million followers.
Yeah.
If he's sharing this bit of information, he must know things.
Mm-hmm.
I've got almost 300 followers. I know very little, and it's obvious by
good that. For you.
Yeah.
300's a big number.
I try not to be real social on it. I feel like that's a lot of work.
Anti-social media.
Right, because then people expect things, like being social.
Posting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh, no thanks. I think it's great. UK, way to go.
Yes. I mean, the radicalization.
Yeah.
In Europe,
yeah,
is no joke.
No,
it is no. I mean, we saw it at the Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna that were canceled because
right.
of, you know, ISIS threats, and we were talking about teenagers. We're talking about teenagers that got radicalized online through social media. However, it happened, and it's not isolated.
How do you talk to them now? Because teenagers and kids, I think, have such a disrespect for adults and information that they feel like they have to go to outside sources to get the facts. And that's because I think we as a country have failed to properly navigate the waters of proper news sourcing as well, right? Because it's always about who gets it out first.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the facts are not, I don't know if you know this, Dave, facts are not always the most important part of a news story, it would seem, in some cases.
I disagree, Dave, you jerk.
I agree as well that that's wrong. Shouldn't be the deal. But I understand it's kind of scary. And then, you know, when the kids don't trust the adults because they feel that there's manipulation going on, which there is, how do we get that back? I like the fact that they're like, well, let's teach you how you can figure this out yourself and enrich your critical thinking. Yeah.
Who's doing the teaching?
Yeah.
The adults.
I didn't even see that coming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you talk
overrated.
About distrust of distrust of adults, and I mean,
yeah.
That's not new.
No,
no. I had that. You had that growing up. We've
I
all
liked
had
it
that
when the radical change came from hippies, though, singing songs with guitars.
Yeah, I'm not much of a music guy myself.
You prefer just half-truths and highlight reels online?
Yes. I'd like to keep your poetry without music behind
it. I can tell by your theme music to the last segment that you're not much about music.
How dare you? I feel like that was a shot.
No, it was a direct hit. I put it right on there. Let's take our break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss. And some cracking down on cell phones in schools. Is that finally going to happen? Maybe. Let's hear what you guys think. Should that become a big part of it? Where are you on that line? Hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line 651-461-9226. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 1:51, time for your Lindis time check. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad, hanging out with Dave Harrigan, the music maestro. I would like you to start creating theme songs and bit pieces for all of my spots on Sunday night. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I give you, like, if I give you different, like, if I want one, like, reggae?
I can do reggae.
Kind of showboaty.
Sure.
One maybe like real hard heavy metal.
Whatever you need.
Then a rap intro. Done. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
All right. I think Brad, you can call off the talented people. I got Harrigan to do it for me.
I don't know why you had to put it like that.
What? I'm standing up for you. I'm telling Brad he doesn't have to hire the people that are good. We've got you right here.
Again, I don't know why you have to say it the way you're saying it. That seems to me like you are slighting my talents, Dave.
It is not. I will have you know it's a backhanded compliment, but a compliment nonetheless.
I'm not hearing the compliment part. I'm only feeling the backhand.
I guess that's a you problem, Dave Harrigan. How long has Chad had to put up with this nonsense?
A little over 2 years.
Chad, blink twice if you're in trouble.
He's a very lucky man.
Oh, he's like a butterfly. He's flapping those eyelashes so hard right now.
He's never had a producer like this, and he never will again.
Never again. So where do you stand on this? Now, you've got youngins, right?
Yes, 7 and 4.
7 and 4. So do they have tablets, you said, that they can use in the car, only in the car?
Yes, pretty much on long trips. Otherwise, we keep those put away.
Okay. I wish you were my dad. Or you were the dad of my kids. Either one. Just because I don't have that control in my household. They just run
rampant. Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a bunch of kids. They just, nobody listens. No, it's anarchy. It's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what made me feel better about it? I just settled in realizing I'm cultivating a body bone farm. So as I get older and things start falling apart, I can just, come on, who's got an extra kidney for dad?
Daddy needs another lung. Let's go.
Come on. So here's the deal. Increased phone bans. This is what they're looking at doing. Schools are increasingly banning phones to combat distractions, cheating, cyberbullying, and mental health issues linked to social media. I think this should have been done right out of the chute.
Yeah, well, I mean, looking back, certainly we didn't know the effects that.
I don't know if I've told you, but my hindsight is 20/20.
Good for you.
Very good hindsight.
There, that's strong. Mm-hmm.
State regulations. Several states have introduced laws requiring students to store phones away during school hours through implementation, though the implementation varies. In my kid's school, they've got like these pouches on the wall. So when you walk in, you put your phone in your pouch, and the teacher looks up at the pouches and then marks you absent if your phone is not in the pouch.
Hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
Now, my daughter has to care. She's a type 1 diabetic. No, she's my daughter. She happens to have type 1 diabetes. I don't know what the right way to say these things is anymore. I seem to offend people. But she has to have her phone nearby because it talks to her Dexcom system.
Okay.
And then talks to her pump to let her know when she needs a shot and blah, 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 right? So she has to have it. I understand why it's going to get kind of dodgy for people when you're like, well, why does Ripley get to have her phone? You know? To stay alive.
There's a reason.
Yeah, there's that. While bans may reduce classroom disruptions, critics argue they don't address the underlying issues like tech addiction. You know, this sounds good, but what the real problem is, well, this does address tech addiction because if you take it away from them, it's breaking their addiction, right? That's why we'll get to the raw dog comments here in a few minutes.
Oh,
but
goody.
I think, hey, I'm all for that. What I think is funny is that social media is propagating the raw dog challenge. And the raw dog challenge is to not use any electronics, to not engage. How long is it going to take for the kids to figure out that that's some smart adult had to plant this seed, right?
Yes.
And is tricking the kids into playing.
Well, yeah. I guess the whole point is to use social media to show everyone how you're not using any forms of media.
One of our listeners on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line says, phones shouldn't be taken away in school. Schools should teach responsibility for how to use them appropriately. I disagree. You, the parent, should teach your children how to use their phone appropriately.
I don't think the schools have time for that.
Well, not even that, but the schools are not allowed to do anything anymore because everybody's so offended. You know, it's bonkers. Well, you teach kids how to use, well, who told you how to tell them how to use their phones or what they should? And if I need to text my kid in the middle of the afternoon to tell them to stop and get milk on the way home,
they can get that message after school.
Right. That's how we did it. And I didn't even do it. I'd just get home after walking 2 miles uphill in a snowstorm on broken glass with no slip-on shoes.
No, you didn't even have feet.
No. We couldn't afford feet at that age.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I'd get home. My dad'd go, hey, I need you to walk a mile and a half back and go get some milk.
Yeah, you forgot the milk, dummy.
Yeah,
dad, like, you didn't tell me. Shut up.
Yeah, right? That was family, man. That's community right there. And I miss that. I miss that element. But no, it shouldn't be up to the schools to teach how to use the phones properly. You should just not use your phones in school. And I like the whole idea that they have it, although I'm pretty sure most of the kids have burner phones. They throw the burner phone in there, and then their real phone is under the desk, and they're texting one another.
That's very possible.
I'm guessing. I could be wrong. Hello, Dave. I realize phones are often abused at school, but when my son's school was shut down for guns, he was only able to tell me what was happening. The school made a blanket statement with no updates after the fact, but knowing my son was somewhat safe and he could contact me. That's a good point. That's an interesting point. I don't know, Dave. I don't know any answers. I don't know if you've found that out about me. I'm just a fraud. I'm sitting here because Brad lost a bet to me.
You're just this floating in the wind, left, right.
I don't know the answers. Keep telling me your answers. We're going to take a break. We can clear our mind and think about that right here on News Talk 830 WCC. It is 1:51. Time for your Lindus time check. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. I'm Dave Schrader in for Chad, hanging out with Dave Harrigan, the music maestro. I would like you to start creating theme songs and bit pieces for all of my spots on Sunday night. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I give you, like, if I give you different, like, if I want one like reggae,
I can do reggae.
Kind of showboaty.
Sure.
One maybe like real hard heavy metal.
Whatever you need.
Then a rap intro. Done. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
All right. I think Brad, you can call off the talented people. I got Harrigan to do it for me.
I don't know why you had to put it like that.
What? I'm standing up for you. I'm telling Brad he doesn't have to hire the people that are good. We've got you right here.
Again, I don't know why you have to say it the way you're saying it. That seems to me like you are slighting my talents, Dave.
It is not. I will have you know it's a backhanded compliment, but a compliment nonetheless.
I'm not hearing the compliment part. I'm only feeling the backhand.
I guess that's a you problem, Dave Harrigan. How long has Chad had to put up with this nonsense?
A little over 2 years.
Chad, blink twice if you're in trouble.
He's a very lucky man.
He's like a butterfly. He's flapping those eyelashes so hard right now.
He's never had a producer like this, and he never will again.
Never again. So where do you stand on this? Now, you've got youngins, right?
Yes, 7 and 4.
7 and 4. So do they have tablets, you said, that they can use in the car, only in the car?
Yes, pretty much on long trips. Otherwise, we keep those put away.
Okay. I wish you were my dad. Or you were the dad of my kids. Either one. Just because I don't have that control in my household. They just run
rampant. Yeah.
That's what happens when you have a bunch of kids. They just, nobody listens. No, it's anarchy. It's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what made me feel better about it? I just settled in realizing I'm cultivating a body bone farm. So as I get older and things start falling apart, I can just, come on, who's got an extra kidney for dad?
Daddy needs another lung. Let's
come
go.
Come on. So here's the deal. Increased phone bans. This is what they're looking at doing. Schools are increasingly banning phones to combat distractions, cheating, cyberbullying, and mental health issues linked to social media. I think this should have been done right out of the chute.
Yeah, well, I mean, looking back, certainly we didn't know the effects that.
I don't know if I've told you, but my hindsight is 20/20.
Good for you.
Very good hindsight.
There, that's strong. Mm-hmm.
State regulations. Several states have introduced laws requiring students to store phones away during school hours through implementation, though the implementation varies. In my kid's school, they've got like these pouches on the wall. So when you walk in, you put your phone in your pouch, and the teacher looks up at the pouches and then marks you absent if your phone is not in the pouch.
Hmm.
Interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
Now, my daughter has to care. She's a type 1 diabetic. No, she's my daughter. She happens to have type 1 diabetes. I don't know what the right way to say these things is anymore. I seem to offend people. But she has to have her phone nearby because it talks to her Dexcom system.
Okay.
And then talks to her pump to let her know when she needs a shot and blah, 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 right? So she has to have it. I understand why it's going to get kind of dodgy for people when you're like, well, why does Ripley get to have her phone? You know? To stay alive.
There's a reason.
Yeah, there's that. While bans may reduce classroom disruptions, critics argue they don't address the underlying issues like tech addiction. You know, this sounds good, but what the real problem is, well, this does address tech addiction because if you take it away from them, it's breaking their addiction, right? That's why we'll get to the raw dog comments here in a few minutes.
Oh,
but
goody.
I think, hey, I'm all for that. What I think is funny is that social media is propagating the raw dog challenge. And the raw dog challenge is to not use any electronics, to not engage. How long is it going to take for the kids to figure out that that's some smart adult had to plant this seed, right?
Yes.
And is tricking the kids into playing.
Well, yeah, I guess the whole point is to use social media to show everyone how you're not using any forms of media.
One of our listeners on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line says, phones shouldn't be taken away in school. Schools should teach responsibility for how to use them appropriately. I disagree. You, the parent, should teach your children how to use their phone appropriately.
I don't think the schools have time for that.
Well, not even that, but the schools are not allowed to do anything anymore because everybody's so offended. You know, it's bonkers. Well, you teach kids how to use, well, who told you how to tell them how to use their phones or what they should? And if I need to text my kid in the middle of the afternoon to tell them to stop and get milk on the way home,
they can get that message after school.
Right, that's how we did it. Man, I didn't even do it. I'd just get home after walking 2 miles uphill in a snowstorm on broken glass with no slip-on shoes.
No, you again. Didn't even have feet.
No. Feet, like, we couldn't afford feet at that age.
Yeah, it's tough.
So I'd get home. My dad would go, hey, I need you to walk 1.5 miles back and go get some milk.
Yeah, you forgot the milk, dummy.
Yeah,
dad, like, you didn't tell me. Shut up.
Yeah, right? That was family, man. That's community right there. And I miss that. I miss that element. But no, it shouldn't be up to the schools to teach how to use the phones properly. You should just not use your phones in school. And I like the whole idea that they have it, although I'm pretty sure most of the kids have burner phones. They throw the burner phone in there, and then their real phone is under the desk, and they're texting one another.
That's very possible.
I'm guessing. I could be wrong. Hello, Dave. I realize phones are often abused at school, but when my son's school was shut down for guns, he was only able to tell me what was happening. The school made a blanket statement with no updates after the fact, but knowing my son was somewhat safe and he could contact me. That's a good point. That's an interesting point. I don't know. I don't know, Dave. I don't know any answers. I don't know if you've found that out about me. I'm just a fraud. I'm sitting here because Brad lost a bet to me.
You're just this floating in the wind, left, right.
I don't know
down.
The answers. Keep telling me your answers. We're going to take a break. We can clear our mind and think about that right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.